from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, a New Jersey man is accused of scamming thousands of dollars from grieving families.
East Landing resident Jolio Joe Sincotti is charged with numerous counts of theft by deception. Atlantic County prosecutors say the 71-year-old represented himself as the owner of Atlantic Memorials and took payment for headstones over a three-year span, but never delivered. The total alleged theft from 24 victims is about $39,000. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5. News.
The state has assigned a monitor to help the Nutley School District manage its multi-million dollar deficit. At this week's board meeting, members learned the state is providing an interest-free loan to bail out the district from its $7 million shortfall this academic year. Parents attending objected to the burden the loan will place on the school, and they also questioned the assignment of a state monitor, with some offering to provide financial counseling themselves. The state monitor, Jeanette Makis, explained that the shortfall originated with the state's business administration, who withdrew the cash and reallocated it to other areas. The administrator has since been placed on leave. A rhetorical question. Wouldn't you want to know the salary or hourly wage before you even apply for a job? A New Jersey Senate committee approved a bill sponsored by State Senator Paul Moriarty this week that would require a pay range to be included with job postings.
It seems to me a large waste of time if people's ideas of what they should be compensated are vastly different.
A number of states, including New York, already have similar laws in place. And a new Broadway musical canceled its production Wednesday evening after a beloved member of its crew was struck and killed by a New Jersey transit train. 51-year-old Thomas Gates was hit at about 9:15 in the morning near the train station and his hometown of South Orange. He was the production stage manager for the Tony-nominated musical Illinois, which opened on Broadway April 24th. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is it looking sunny for Saturday's Donald Trump rally? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Periods of rain tonight. It'll be cloudy. We'll have a low temperature right around 50. Now, the steadiest rain tonight will be during the overnight hours. We'll still have rain and drizzle at times throughout tomorrow and what's going to be a cloudy, damp, chilly day. High temperatures only in the low 50s, so temperatures really don't move much tomorrow. Rain and drizzle will diminish tomorrow evening, and perhaps some breaks in the clouds late, lows in the low to mid 40s. Some sun will give way to clouds Saturday. Perhaps a late day shower in northwest hills. Highs will be near 60. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And right now, it is 64 degrees in Elizabeth, 61 degrees in Lakewood, 59 degrees Seattle. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you and yours by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public. They grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.